Okay, so the topic tonight is the 2 meter distancing law. Now, obviously, we're not going to talk about the 2 meter distancing law. So why did I give that title? The answer is there's a 2 meter distancing law which far precedes 2020. Many, many years ago, long before the whole virus began, there's another law which the Gemara brings down about keeping a distance of be'erach 2 meters. We know 2 meters is roughly about dalet amos. An amma, kuntra b'chamno, is 48 centimeters. So times 4 is just under 2 meters. And according to Chazon Ish, an amma is 60 centimeters. So times 4 is 240, just over 2 meters. So roughly 2 meters is dalet amos. When do you have to keep your dalet amos? We all know, comes to shul, Mr. Shem will all get back to davening in shul. By 2 meters social distancing away from the person. That's how the title of 2 meters social distancing has a connection to the night's shift. You got to keep your distance of roughly 2 meters. Again, it's not 2 meters. Kuntra b'chaim noah is just under. And the kuntra chaznish here, the biggest year, is just over, just under 2.5, 2.40 meters. But that's dalet amos. Good way to know. People are getting used to 2 meters now. Useful to know 2 meters. Roughly, is dalet amos negate all these halachas, many areas of halacha. Here we're discussing Shemoneh Esrei. You want to keep your distance from the person davening Shemoneh Esrei. Now, there's really two different halachas that sometimes get confused. Two completely independent halachas. They have no shaykhs to each other at all. Well, I shouldn't say no shaykhs. They are a shaykhs, but they have their own rules and regulations, their own reason. It's two different gezeiras. Two completely different things. One of them is the issa to sit next to someone davening. That means you see someone's davening Shemoneh Esrei, whether it's in shul, someone davening Shemoneh Esrei, whether it's at home, you're davening, your wife's davening, the kids are davening, someone's davening Shemoneh Esrei. The issa number one is to sit next to someone davening. There's an issa yeshiva, issa to sit next to someone davening. I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei, these dalet amos around me, a part of my little four cubits, my corner, and I'm davening now. You cannot come along and sit down in these dalet amos. There's an is yeshiva in dalet amos. How do we know it's yeshiva? So the Gemara says, Chana, everyone knows the story of Chana. She went to Eli. She went to the, well, people say the Beis HaMikdash. That's a mistake. It wasn't the Beis HaMikdash because the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo. Shlomo's father was David. David was anointed as king by Shmuel. And Shmuel was Chana's son. So when Chana went to daven for her son, she obviously did not go to the Beis HaMikdash, because the person that built it was father, the person that built it, father was anointed by her son, which wasn't born yet. Rather, it was in Shiloh, they had the Mishkan, and that's where Chana went to Eli. And she went there and she davened for a child, as we all know, after we read on Rosh Hashanah. And she came back the next year, and Eli said, who are you? She said, Ani ha'isha, ha'mitzeves imchem bazeh. Now become a song as well. I'm the woman that was standing here davening with you. Now, why? The Gemara says, why is she standing here davening with you? Because I was davening, and you were standing. Why? Because it's also to sit within dalet amos of someone davening. So we learn from Chana, when she was davening, she was standing, and Eli, who was right next to her, she says, I was with you, what's the lashon? And Isha and the service, Imachem Bazeh. We were mamash together. Seeing as we were together, it means Eli was within her dalet amos. Because he was within her dalet amos and she was davening, he had to stand. And it's obvious she was standing. I was standing, you were standing. We were standing together. We learn from here that when a person davens, he stands, we know, and someone within their dalet amos must stand. So here's the first halacha for tonight. There's an Issa yeshiva within dalet amos. So you've got your 2 meter social distancing, your ring around you when you daven. No one should be sitting there. We're going to see this full heterium where a person can sit. But before you get to the term, the issa is to sit within dalet amos of someone davening. So you're in shul and the guy is davening, you've got to watch out. 2 meters. Either we said just under 2 meters from Chavno, or just under 2.5 from Chazon Ish. Berach 2 meters is dalet amos. You must keep away from someone davening. Okay. Now, what is the reasons, before we discuss the term, what are the reasons? Why the issa yeshiva within dalet amos of someone davening? So there's two reasons. The first reason is, you've got your friend, Yankel, he's davening. He's in Kabul, Ul Malchus Shamayim. He's talking to Hashem. He's pronouncing that Ribbono Shel Olam is one. He's Malchus Shamayim. And you sit there relaxing. It's inappropriate that you relax and sit there. And you're not Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim when he is. Seeing as he's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, you should also, if you are not being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, go away from his little corner of Dar Adamus. If you're in his little ring of Dar Adamus, then you should also be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. Or you should step away. But to sit there and he's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim and you're not, that's a bizarre. So that's one reason. There's enough commitment between the reasons. The second reason is because the Shekhinah is there. We know the Shekhinah is there when you daven. The Shekhinah is in Yud Aleph Amos. Seeing as the Shekhinah is in Yud Aleph Amos, just to sit there is inappropriate. So if you're davening, I'm davening, you're davening, we're standing together, that's fine. The Shekhinah is there for me, the Shekhinah is there for you. But if you're davening, the Shekhinah is there, and I'm sitting relaxing, that's inappropriate. So either stand, come to the Shekhinah, or leave. But to sit there, that's a problem. So those are the two reasons why it's also to sit when someone's davening. What are the heterim? When is it mutter to sit? So you can see from what we're saying, the first heter is obvious. If you are davening as well, then there's no problem. That means you are davening any part of davening. You could be davening Shema, you could be davening Pesukah Zimra, you could be davening Brochas, any part of davening, you're davening. So you're also talking to the Shekhinah. So I'm more comfortable sitting. That's okay. I don't have to stand. I'm not doing Shema Esra. So the first heter is, if you are davening, there's no problem. That means it's also to sit with the Dalai Lama's own davening, only if you're not davening. If I'm davening too, so I'm allowed to sit here, he's standing, and I'm sitting, we're all davening. It's not bizarre for the Shekhinah, because I'm also involved in Tefillah. I'm also a couple of Olam HaShemayim. I'm saying Brochas, I'm saying Pesukah Zimra, I'm saying Yetzirah, I'm saying Shema, I'm saying Aleinu, I'm saying Asher V'Letzion, I'm saying Tachanun. Always remember once when I was younger, I was davening Shemayim Yisrael, and there was someone next to me, and he was very disturbed that he couldn't sit down. And I came to Tachanun, he said, Tachanun, stand it. And the man said, I don't understand. Because really, Tachanun is part of davening. You're allowed to sit. There's no problem to say if you're davening. You want to say if Tachanun, great. Sit down, take a seat. The man said, Kabbalah, the lawyer says he still shouldn't. It's good to still stand. There's no problem at all. If you're davening, you can sit. Which is very negair. Because you come to davening, and the guy next to you is davening at Shemoneh Esra, as long as the goddess, and you want to sit down for Tachanun, no problem. Sit down. As long as you're davening, there's no problem. The issur is to sit and not daven. If you're davening, that's fine. So that's heter number one. So there's also to sit when someone's davening. But if you are davening as well, no problem. You can go and sit. That's heter number one. Heter number two is there's a machitza. There's a machitza between you and him, that's no problem. What's a machitza? A machitza has to be a meter high, 10 tefachim high, baruch, 40, which is 40 tefachim, 40 centimeters wide. That's a machitza. Where do you have a machitza in shul? Very simple. You've got the bima. I actually had it this morning. I was davening in front of the bima. Someone was davening behind the bima. He was davening Shemoneh Esra. No problem. I have the bima, which is a proper machitza between me and him. The machitza is no problem. And all his rishus. His rishus is over there. Comes a machitza, marks a new rishus. No problem. He can see me. No problem. He can see me. There's a machitza, a meter high, which is 10 tefachim, 40 centimeters wide, which is 4 tefachim. That's a machitza. You're good to go. You can sit down. A machitza that's moved is a bit of a problem. That means you have a shtender which is moved around the whole time for cleaning, for whatever purpose. That's not a machitza. Machitza got to be there and it's there to stay. It's moved on Simchas Torah once a year. Okay, that's fine. But something that's moved continuously is not a machitza. Some shuls have, like a major at the front, has got those tables screwed into the ground. So you got to check if they're 10 high all the way to the ground, which I don't think they are because they've got underneath the gap. Then there'll be a machitza because they're fixed in. But again, I don't think there'll be a machitza because the bottom is hollow. There's a gap through the bottom. But if you have a floor all the way up, top of the seat, a meter high, chairs screwed in, they're not moving. That's the number two. Heter number one is the Yud Avenue, which is burning again. Heter number two is I've got machitza, something solid, a meter by 40 centimeters. It's fixed in there, like a beamer, is a very good example. I'm allowed to sit down, no problem. Heter number three, what's number three? Number three is I'm not davening. I'm learning Torah. If you're learning Torah, that's also mutter. However, here some person don't like it. They say, Lamais, you're not davening. Torah is very choshev, but it's not davening. It's a different type of Kabbalah Zol Machashomayim. So they said you should only do that if you're taking feeling shvach, you have a tzorich, you're learning, you feel weak, it's not comfortable to stand up. That's okay by learning Torah. And again, Torah, you got to say it loud. If you're thinking in Torah like this, no one knows what you're doing. So got to be saying Torah, the words are coming out of your mouth rather than just thinking. And it's difficult to stand together. That's also another heter when you're allowed to sit down within the Dalet Amos of someone down. Now, comes a shayla, which is very negeh. You're sitting in shul, you're sitting down, you're learning, you're drinking coffee, you're talking, you whatever you're doing in shul. In comes the ankle, stands next to you, starts from an esra. What are you meant to do? Run away? I understand. You're troublemaker. I was here. You come along and disturb me. That's not fair. So here the halacha is, if you were there first, you don't have to move. It's called Bar B'Gavulo. He walked into my rishus. I'm here. I'm davening. I'm davening have a heter. I'm sitting. I'm drinking coffee. I'm learning. I'm learning quietly. I'm thinking and learning. Something where you'd have to stand up. You wouldn't be able to sit. And he comes along and wants me to get up. He comes and davenes here. Thank you very much. You step back. Why should I move? Bar B'Gavulo, I'm not mechuyev. But that's only if there's no official davening. If you come to shul 9 o'clock where there's a minyan and you sit down and start drinking coffee or start learning, then that's no good. Because then it's a fixed time for a minyan. The shul is designed for davening. There's a fixed time on the wall. 9 o'clock, shacharis, mincha, maariv, whatever it is. You come along and get comfortable. Okay, you shouldn't be doing that. Because the shus, this area, was designed for tefillah. And now's the time for tefillah. You shouldn't be here. But if I'm sitting, I'm legitimate, I'm allowed to sit, no problem. And he comes along and walks down and starts standing next to me, Chazal will not mechayev you to get up and leave. So that is going to be another heter. But if you came first and he came along, so they point out it's very commendable to leave, to stand up. It's very choshev, very good thing to do. We know mechayev to. So again, the first heter is you're davening, he's davening, and I'm sitting down davening, no problem. If you're davening, you're allowed to sit. Mechitza is number 2. You've got your bima between you and him, number 2. You're learning Torah loud and you're feeling a bit shvach. That's another item. And finally, if he walked along and he's the troublemaker, you don't have to go, so long as not a minyan kavua now, the time where you want to, where they want to down. Okay, that's number 1. That is the first part of the shiur. That is a time where you're not allowed to sit down when someone's down. Simkuf base, there's another halacha, sif talat. There's another issa of issa halicha. You're not allowed to walk when someone's davening as well. Separate, completely separate. This one is sitting. The second one is standing. Walking past someone in his daladamas. So let's define this a little bit. The Gemara says, someone who's davening shema esrei, you're not allowed to walk in front of them. Now here's a little bit interesting. There's a lot of differences. Number 1 is, that it's not only shema esrei. If the person's saying the first pasuk of Krishma, everyone's saying shema in shul, it's the same as Shemana Esra, just the first positive. Again, you're not allowed to walk past. So Shemana Esra, all the first positive Krishna. Why you're not allowed to walk past? We said in regard to sitting, we said either because the Shechin is there, or because he's Mekabal or Macha Shemayim, and you're just sitting, relaxing. Here's different. Here, one reason is because the Shechin is there, like the first Issa of sitting. The second reason is, which has a lot of different afkaminas, is here, disturbs it. When you're sitting, don't disturb it. Just go away. Here, I'm not sitting. I'm not getting comfortable. I'm standing. I'm walking. But what's the problem? Disturbing it. The person's davening and you walk past, it's disturbing. You feel it. You sense that someone's walking past. Therefore, the walking past someone is also for this reason. Separate reason. Okay. It's Nagel. You finish with Esra. It's the classic case. You want to take 3 steps back and behind you someone's davening. It's a problem. If he's more than Dalet Amos away, no problem. Well, I wouldn't say no problem. There is, again, a pizoya, there's a reason not to do it. But ikadin api shulchan aruch, no problem. If a guy is more than 2.5 meters of chaznish, or 2 meters of chayim noah, and he's davening shema esrei, and you want to do it to shalom, it's more than Dalet Amos, no problem. The is only in Dalet Amos. If you're out of his 2 meter range, 2.5 meter range, then no problem. A grad saw today, Abraham Kineski says, very interesting. If you're davening shema esrei, and you finish, you want to do it to shalom, behind you is Yankel the Tzaddik davening another 20 minutes. Rav Chaim says, you don't have to keep your feet together. The only time you have to keep your feet together when you're davening. I finished davening. I can't walk away. He's blocking me. But I don't need to keep my feet together. Which means you can relax your feet, put them slightly apart. Don't walk away. You don't have to sit there with the pressure of your feet together. Because you're finished. You're not even lifting a melech. Punk, you can't walk off. Okay, so you're tied here. The boys can point out as well, many boys can bring it as well from Yerushalmi, that it's wrong for someone who davenes long to block someone in. Tell them, you know, after davening, you're a big tzaddik, you like to daven long. It's very choshev. But choshev people go mizrach, and then they can't trap anyone. Daven at the front, and let us walk around. If not, it's like Gnevis Mokum. You're stealing the place. It's like blocking someone's driveway with your car. Everyone said, what do you mean, you're Gandalf? People can't drive. You get to the middle of Northumberland Street, you park your car sideways and walk off. No one would dream. You're blocking, you're stealing. The same with this, it's the same thing. It's mamish. Also, you're blocking someone from leaving. It's mamish wrong. So if you daven a bit long, and by the time it comes to Tachanun, you're finished. Okay, it's understandable. But if you're one of these chavre that go into Tachanun, when Marv is going after Aleinu, you're still davening. Obviously, you're a choshev guy. Daven at the front. Don't block people in. Block people in is mamish wrong. But the guy that's blocked in, he should know that he shouldn't be moving. You got to stay there. But people don't realize, out of the Alamos is fine. If you move the Alamos away, off you go, no problem. If the guy's got his talus over his face, so then we said the whole problem is you're disturbing him. What's the problem? So the Be'alach says, the Ezem should be okay. You can't disturb him. He's got his talus. Or there's a Mechitza, there's a big sheet there where he's got a Bima, he can't see you. And the Be'alach says, he still shouldn't. Why? Because we said there's two reasons. One reason is you're disturbing him. The other reason is the Shechina's there. So because the Shechina is there, you still shouldn't go. So if someone's got a talus, you're not disturbing them, but you've got the other reason. What's the Nafka Minna? Nafka Minna is, they point out someone needs the toilet, or someone needs a koin, has to go to Duchen. There are times where a person has to go. So if you have to go, at least try and work out that the guy's got his talus over his face, something like that. Shachris, his talus is better. If he hasn't even got his talus, it's much schwacher. So meaning, it's not a heta, but if you have a big tzorich, and there are times, tzorich mitzvah, you're the chazan, you want to go to Davin, you're the chazan, because of the shat, you want to go to Duchen, you're a kohen. If he has a talus over his face, that means you're a kohen, you want to come back in. There's two guys, there's Yankel and Beryl. Yankel has a talus over his face, Beryl doesn't. Walk in front of Yankel, he's got the talus. Beryl, you shouldn't. The talus is a heta, not a blanket heta. It can be used when a person has a tzorich, it can be used as a snib lahakel. What about behind him? Behind him, no problem, he can pass. It's not like sitting, all four sides are a problem. But walking, no problem behind him. The sides, what about the sides of him? So here, there's a machlokes. If you are the sides out of his vision, that means you've got his eyes here, you stand behind him, just behind him, on the sides where he can't see you, that's for sure okay. That's like behind. If you stand in front of him, so he can see you at the corner of his eye, then it's a machlokes. The mishwara is a makom tzorich, he could be makel. That means you have a big tzorich, he could be makel. Walk, the side is okay. This is very nagia. If you go to Machzik Adas and you daven in the main shul and you want to leave and everyone's in the back shul davening, so if you open the double doors and you can see straight through your line of fire, there's no one there, no problem. Because everyone on the side, you're walking on the side of them. If the guy's straight ahead in front of the doors and you're going to walk into his daladamas, it's a problem. If there's a clear road and everyone's on the sides and you walk straight through the middle, then that's okay. Well, it's machlekes. Makom terech v'mekel. So if you're in a hurry to go, you don't want to hang around, no problem. The whole is the real is that everyone agrees it's also is in his dad in front of it. Besides, that's a machlekes. So Mishbura says makom terech v'mekel. Just bearing again, you want to walk out of shul. Everyone's davening on the left. Everyone's davening on the right. No problem. You can go through. Machlekes. Makom terech v'mekel. So, in summary. There's more halachas, we're running out of time, and it's very complicated. There's two completely separate surahs. Number one is sitting. Number two is walking, completely separate. Sitting, we said don't sit anywhere in the daladamas unless you're davening, whether there's mechitza, or tira, and you're feeling shvech. That's sitting. Out of the daladamas, you do what you like. There's a chumrah not to walk even in kamala. In of as far as you can see, that's a chumrah. In walking, shlav beis, the separate issa, completely separate. Then what do we say? That looks like this. You can't walk in front of him. Behind him is okay. On the sides behind, where he can't see, that's also okay. The sides in front is a machlokes. Therefore, if there's a big tzorich, you'd be makel. And if you want to go out of shul and people are blocking you, you could be makel. But lachatchila, you try and avoid the goods of machlokes. But Mishpura says, makom tzorich, we're makel. And that's the basic summary of these halachas. Again, there's much, much more. The basic summary. And in this time, when we all get back to our shuls, and we want to still keep the 2 meter distancing law, even in our shuls. And with Shem Shabzecha, be back in shuls, we're healthy and well, be courage.